brought to you by PureGrainAudio.com. This is the Alloy Podcast. Welcome to the Alloy Podcast. He's Ben.
He's Matt.
And we're hanging out in the studio, and we decided to do something a little crazy this time, and yep. I put on our Facebook and on our Twitter, and on, like, every Facebook and Twitter.
Everything that, ever.
Yeah. on every Twitter, page Facebook. On the planet, yeah, that we were going to be allowing Skype calls to be taken live during the show.
Yep.
Which is not live for anybody listening, but nonetheless, it's but, live yeah. for us.
Yeah, totally.
Fuck you if it's not live. We don't care. And like before we even got rolling, we got our first caller, and it's actually a good homie of mine, Daigle from the Metal Speak podcast, and he's all hyper about a Danza song that he wants to share with you guys.
Hell yeah. What's up, guys?
What's up, man? How you been?
Good. Just busy trying to do some cool stuff for the site and whatnot, so yeah, but been good.
Yeah, I know how that goes, man. I certainly do.
I'm always busy. It's hard for me and Matt to find time to record anymore because I work 5 days a week up at the club and fucking I'm up down here not very often because my girlfriend lives in Salem too, so I'm up there like all the time.
And Salem is to us what Denver is to you pretty much there, Daigle.
Because you guys are in Eugene, right?
We're in Albany. Kind of between the two.
Okay. Right on.
But yeah, just a little backstory here. A couple episodes ago, I guested on the Metal Speak podcast. So any of you that are interested, definitely go check out the Metal Speak podcast.
Totally.
And go dig up that episode and listen to me babble even more than I already do, I guess.
Yeah. That was a good one, man. We'd like to have you back sometime, too, for sure.
Any fucking time, man. It was a blast. I love you guys. You guys are always responsive on Facebook with me and shit. So, fucking, dude, you're welcome on this show anytime you like.
Nice, man. Thank you.
All right, so let's hear this Danza, son.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's kind of the bonus track. It's on their, the series of Unfortunate Events, the last album they came out with.
Yeah.
And the last track is called 12-21-12. I wonder what that's about.
Right.
But if you keep it going, like 20-some minutes in, there's this other track that starts. And I really like it, but maybe halfway through, there's this really kind of pretty thing that they start doing. And then it just explodes. Let me just kind of play some of that pretty stuff. And then when it really comes in, they just do this kind of repetitive thing, really simple, and it's over and over and over again. But I just can't get enough of it. It's catchy as hell. I love it. Anyway, this is what it sounds like. You can hear that, right?
Yep, we got it.
Yeah, it keeps going. It goes on for like another almost 4 minutes, and it's just that over and over. But I don't know, for whatever reason, I cannot get enough of it. I love it so much. And it's crazy because they even like, they start even like breaking it down even further. Like the snare drum there, you could hear is like wicked slow. They slow it down even more, and it's like the guitars get sort of more simplified almost, but God damn it. I just love that.
Dude, sometimes the simple stuff is the way to go. Like I catch myself listening to simple music all the time. A lot of bands that people think aren't metal at all. Like,
dude, I was at a Papa Roach show literally a couple nights ago, so I'm all about it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's, sometimes the simple stuff is the way to go, but I totally like the complicated music. That's my favorite, but sometimes the simple stuff is just so catchy and so stuck in your brain, it's just the way to go.
Yeah, especially in a live setting. I'd put like a band like Amon Amarth, I'd put them up against any like tech death band. It's just, I don't know, when people are drunk, I think it's just easier for them to, you know, mosh and go nuts with a simple riff that they can catch on to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, something they can follow. I think that's just stupid people in general.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, the generation is fucking retarded, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on. Well, cool. Well, yeah, thanks for letting me butt into your show, you guys.
Well, yeah, hey, totally, dude.
We're happy to have you anytime, you and Jared alike. If anyone wants more information on the Metal Speak podcast, stick around because I definitely have a promo coming up for that show later this show.
Sweet. Worked out.
Right on. Well,
yeah, I think I'll let you guys get back to your thing. Yeah, thank you again so much. This was like totally spontaneous and way fucking cool. So thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Ron, take care, guys.
Peace. Yep,
peace.
Well, shit, that was cool. That actually worked pretty good.
I guess we can go to song break now.
Yeah, we can. In fact, we're going to go ahead and spin that Danza song he was talking about.
Okay.
Because the Skype quality wasn't all that great.
No.
Yeah, Skype's amazing, unless you're streaming music. But, how it goes. Here's that Danza song that I don't really know the name of because it's a hidden track. And we'll be back with more.
Let's go.
right, that last track you heard was Code Injection by Pathology, and we're going to get back to the show. You sound a little haggard and tired there, guy.
Yeah, a little. It's just because I don't have time to actually not do anything.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have time to do unimportant stuff like sleep.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a little, listeners, there's a little insight to Alloy Matt and Alloy Ben's life. We're rolling.
Yeah, totally.
All right, so we got just like the last couple episodes, or the last episode, or I can't remember when he started doing it, whatever. We've got some texts from last night for you.
Yeah, totally. I got a couple here I'm just going to read off to you.
Okay, and so you do two, I'll do two, and you do two, and we'll switch back and forth until we decide we hate each other.
Okay. Yeah, totally. Okay. Do you really not remember him getting up at like 4 a.m. with a leaf blower, running through the house, telling and yelling people to wake the fuck up?
That's amazing.
It's pretty funny.
All right, go again.
Okay. Okay, now I'm ready. All right.
Okay.
I just wanted to do that really quick.
Yeah.
Now one day I will be able to tell my children how a drag queen in a gay bar told mommy that Bin Laden was dead.
Wow. That is something else. All right, I got a couple.
All right.
So Ben's doing his text from last night via mobile app, correct?
Yes.
Or are you reading actual text that you got last night? Because that would be amazing.
No.
We should do that sometime.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. That'd, we're going to have to stack a couple up and submit. Anyway, I'm reading text from last night via their Twitter page, so I call it tweets from last night. He said I was trying to make the bouncer dance with me as he was throwing me out. So that's a shout to Ben. That's a shout up? To Bober. That's a shout to Cornbread.
Yep.
All our bouncer homeboys. Yeah, that's right. We know a guy named Cornbread. We're in Oregon. Fuck your mother.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Cornbread usually works where I'm working, too. Bober's actually working right now up at Presley's. He's DJing right now. That's what he's doing.
Okay, so here's another good one, all right? You did two. I'm doing two.
All right.
Apparently, it isn't appropriate to tell a coworker who is eating celery because it's negative calories that a blowjob is as well.
That's funny shit.
Wow, right, this next one's really good. So go ahead.
No, you can go ahead.
Okay. All I did was present the dick. You did the work. That's like thanking the pencil for a test you got an A on.
Hells yes. That's so awesome. This better be legit dessert.
Dessert.
Yeah.
If it's two S's, it's dessert.
No, it's only one.
Legit desert.
Legit desert and not your penis a la mode.
All right, so someone didn't spell it right. Yeah, it's dessert.
Yeah, someone's all fucked up.
You'd think a website would know how to spell, or at least run spell check. Anyway, moving on.
I've ID'd the nipple biter. That's all it says.
That's the whole thing?
That's the whole thing right
That's
there.
So amazing.
It's kind of fucked. I was like, what?
All right, and I've got one now. This one's actually shout if any of the homies in Upon a Burning Body or Kid Liberty are listening. This one's for you. I have bruises on my ass from her spurs. God bless Texas.
Yeah, that's funny shit. Yeah, I like that one.
And Pan fucking Terra, too. Yeah, Pan fucking Terra is from Texas.
Pan Terra's a shit.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Go ahead.
No, I'm good now.
You're good now? That was it?
Yeah. Should I look up more?
I got one. Do you remember puking up your retainer into the toilet and putting it right back in your mouth?
Oh, that's fucked up. That's badass. Oh, that's badass. I can't top that one. That's a good one.
All right. There's the big ender right there. All right. So, that's this version of texts / tweets from last night, unless Ben just came across.
I'm going to throw one more in there.
All right, here it is.
It's totally us. It's not very big, but it totally tells you how lazy we are. Does making ice cubes at 4 in the morning count as being productive?
Totally. It totally does.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because I do that every day.
No, it totally does.
Yep.
Totally does.
Totally anyway. Counts. All right.
So Ben got some new ink on his arm that we want to discuss.
Yes.
Well, I think I'm actually going to... Yeah, go follow us on Twitter if you want to see this, because I'm going to twit pick a picture of it.
Couple pictures because it takes up my
it's gonna be a full sleeve at some point.
Yeah, but we're gonna get you some pictures here in a minute. We got that little spider right there on the front. See all the eyes, the mutant eyes, and the teeth. And the
all the brutality, if you will.
Yeah, good stuff. And then we're gonna get my elbow in there and my forearm and
Shit, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, my artist actually had to lay me down and lay my arm backwards like this.
So he had to, like he was busting you, like he's a cop?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Yeah.
I was like arm bar and fucking
and
put his knee on your fucking throat or whatever.
Some shit like that. Yeah,
totally.
He totally did that.
And that happened.
And while he was tattooed by elbow, you guys are going to laugh. This is our epic fail of the week. He was telling me, he's like, the elbow hurts, doesn't it? I was like, yeah, it fucking hurt. And he was like, yeah, I cried when they tattooed my elbow.
All right, so shout.
So shout out Shark Bait at Oregon Tattoo on Commercial Street.
Well, that's kind of funny because I know our show runs in there all the time.
I know, right?
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm literally taking pictures with my phone right now.
Yeah, Matt's doing it right now. There it is. Up, you heard the sound.
All right, and flip.
Okay.
Let's see, get the inside or the back or the whatever. Take your headphones off and stand up.
Yeah, word.
And spin around. Are you wearing Dickies khakis right now?
No.
That's so awesome if you are. All right. All right, so I'm twit picking these right now.
Twit picking.
That sounds like a weird kind of nose thing.
Yeah, probably. No, these aren't khakis. These are just beige shorts that I got on sale at Zumiez because, well, they weren't really on sale, but they were free because the girl thinks I'm hot. So,
well, fuck around. There's fucking Benny's.
Yes.
Which is ironic because it's also your name.
Yep. Totally. And I got the shirt on discount. Not this one, but the one I bought with the shorts. I got it on discount, too, because she said it looks good on me. So I just bought the one that she said looks good.
You're so pretty.
Shut up. Fuck you, I am not pretty. God damn it.
You're totally pretty. Anyway, Ben's pretty.
All right.
Everyone email.
Pretty boy Ben.
alloypodcast@yahoo.com. Tell Ben how pretty he is. I'll forward all of them to him, I promise.
Yeah.
Every single one.
You probably would, too.
I would. And then I'd put them all up on the website so everyone can read.
How pretty I am.
How pretty everyone thinks
God
you are.
God damn it.
All right. We're going to go to song.
Actually, if you really want to do that, I'll give you some pictures to show you how pretty I am, because I post them on Facebook once in a while.
Yeah, you could just go find Ben on Facebook, which shouldn't be that hard. There's links at the page.
Yeah. Word.
We'll get to that part at the end of the show, though.
Okay, we'll do that.
Because last time we kept trying to plug a bunch of extra shit when we weren't. Well, okay, it was my fault. But anyway.
All right, now we're going to go to music.
All right, here's music. All right, this next song you're going to hear is Electric Worry by Clutch.
Yeah. But someday, baby, you ain't worrying my life anymore. We'll be right back.
Yeah, you just heard Furnace by Smaragos. And you'll hear me and Ben talking about this song as well as both the songs in the next song break when we're talking right now. Welcome back to the podcast. He's still Ben.
He's still Matt.
Yep. And at least we think so anyway.
Yeah, we're pretty sure.
We think that's how it works.
Yeah.
All right. So quick plug. Over at my blog, I'm doing this because you just heard one of these songs, and in the next song break, you're going to hear another of these songs, or at least at some point in the show today.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. I was asked by the bassist of Son of Aurelius. He's got a side project called Smaragos. That's Smaragos. He asked me if I could do a short review of their little EP and whatnot, and so I did.
Nice.
There's a song streaming for free over at my blog, Alloy Matt. That's exactly how it sounds, Alloymatt, .tumblr.com. Go check it out. And there's also a review and free streaming, the brand new Memphis Mayfire song.
Yes.
Yeah. So, great review. I'm not going to tell you how it went. If you want to know, go give me some hits, some web hits.
Some stuff.
Yeah. So go check those out. You just heard one of Smaragos' songs. It was actually Furnace, if I can get my... Yeah, it's Furnace.
Yeah.
It's like a 40-minute song or something like that. No, it's like 7 minutes. It's far too long to be playing on a podcast, but we said fuck it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And, yeah, so let's talk a little bit about shows we've been to, or are going to, for that matter.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to Motor Grader tomorrow with our buddies American Overdose opening the show. I think it's at the Hawthorne.
That sounds right to me.
Yeah, and I guess it's not a Mike Thrasher show. It's like King Banana, Banana King, or whoever that is.
Oh, then it might be at Branks.
Yeah, it might be at the Branks.
Yeah, because Jeff from King Banana owns the Branks.
It's probably at the Branks then.
Yeah, it's probably at Branks. But go to Portland. It's there.
Yeah, it's not that hard. But check it out. Yeah, I'll be there. My girlfriend will be there.
Yeah.
That's who I'm running
with. Go hang out with Ben.
Yeah, totally.
Follow him on Twitter, at AlloyBen. That's all how it sounds. Yep. AlloyBen.
Yep, that's it.
And tweet him when you get to the show, so that way you can fucking know you're coming.
Yep, totally.
Yeah, and if you're a stalker, then tweet him a couple times. That way he can make sure the girl's out of the room.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
So AOD, we're actually going to spin an AOD tune here in a little bit, so that way you guys can hear a little bit of that. That's American Overdose. They're opening for Moto Grader tomorrow night, Portland, Oregon.
Brutal.
Tomorrow night is Tuesday, May the 3rd, we should say.
Yes, I'm supposed to work tomorrow, but I took the day off.
Yeah, word.
Yeah.
Word.
I'm thinking about taking 3-day weekends every week. I got to talk to the boss. Anyway, that's not important. And our listeners probably don't care.
Sure, they do. They hang on your every web, Benjamin.
Yeah, totally. I'm sure.
And it's because you're so pretty. That's why we're going to get so many emails.
Oh, fuck.
Go leave a review on iTunes. Not of the podcast, but of how pretty Ben is. That's what you should do. Go to iTunes, look up Alloy Podcast, leave a review of how pretty Benjamin's face is.
Fuck you guys.
That would be amazing.
I bet no one's going to do it. Watch.
It would be awesome if we got one or two hits. I mean, come on. It would be
amazing. Yeah, it would be kind
one of or funny. Two, it would be awesome. You would hate every minute of it because I would be reading them aloud on the next show. Yeah, but nonetheless.
But it would still be funny. I understand.
Yeah. And so Ben's going to Moto Grader and American Overdose tomorrow night. American Overdose, those guys are our homies. Back when we were just doing a local podcast, we had Alloy Podfest 1.0 that we put on.
Yep.
Through a nice little show at a venue that, I mean, everyone has heard us say it a million times on Wasteland. This fucking show, at the Wasteland.
Which isn't going to be called the Wasteland for much longer.
It's now called Wasteland 730. Because apparently there's a t-shirt shop in Cali somewhere.
Called the Wasteland.
Called the Wasteland, and they sent them a cease and desist.
Wow.
Yeah, and I say fuck that t-shirt shop.
Yeah,
it's good. I mean, it's not. They're not even doing the same thing as you. They're a venue. Fuck your mother. Yeah. All right. Hey, everyone at Wasteland, the T-shirt shop that is apparently franchised and running through California or whatever's going on.
Yeah.
Fucking die already.
Just fucking like, die.
Why do you gotta rain on someone else's fucking parade?
Yeah, like, really.
What a bunch of shitheads. Anyway, moving on. American Overdose. Their first show was actually at Alloy Podfest 1.0.
Yeah, that's right. At the Wasteland. That was their first show. I was there.
Yeah, it was a good time. They just released an EP. So head over to their Facebook page, which I will link in the show notes.
Yep, yep.
And check it out. They've got a couple free downloads. I'm going to be putting a review for that EP up on my blog tomorrow, which by the time you're hearing this, it's already up. So
Totally.
Yeah, word. And I went to, I'm sure you heard me say this earlier, I went to Papa Roach.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. Took the wifey. The wifey's a big Papa Roach fan. And it's not that I hate them. Their new stuff isn't all that impressive to me. But, I mean, it's always cool to go check out the old tunes, right?
Yeah, I haven't heard any of their new stuff, so.
Yeah, don't bother.
Yeah, I gave up on them.
Yeah. They did not play Take Me.
Really?
Yeah, they opened with Getting Away with Murder.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's your closer, motherfucker. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Opening with Getting Away with Murder. That's your biggest song on the planet.
Yeah. And then they should play their older stuff towards the end of the show, too.
Right. So, which they did. They played Last Resort.
Good.
Right towards the end.
Good.
They didn't play Broken Home.
What?
And they didn't play Take Me. That, to me, those, like, Last Resort, Broken Home, and Take Me are the Papa Roach songs for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So I was like, okay, cool. Well, we'll go. Finger 11 opened, along with some fucking band called Pop Evil that no one's ever heard of or cares about.
Yeah.
But Finger 11 was...
were they okay?
They have their guitarists are really high energy.
Yeah.
Their bassist might as well be dead. their drummer's a tweaker, or at least he acts like one, and I'm always down for fucking people acting like tweakers on stage.
Yeah.
And their singer has about as much charisma as David Draymond on fucking meth.
Ah.
Yeah.
So none.
Right.
I gotcha. So they probably played Paralyzer, and that was probably the best one they had, and it wasn't even that good.
Yeah. They also played One Thing.
That's the other song
that other people care about. Here's the thing. If you are playing a song like One Thing, it's kind of a ballady, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
For those of you that don't know, and we're not playing it, so get over that shit.
Yeah.
But One Thing is kind of a ballady, you know.
Right.
Like, happy song that you sing to your girlfriend when you're feeling mushy and you're in junior high school.
Yeah.
Right. So, here's the thing. If the crowd is singing louder than you, shut the fuck up and let the crowd have a goddamn verse.
Yeah, no shit.
All right? Like, whatever happened to just, like, shutting up, letting the crowd handle it, and just doing a kick and a snap on the snare? You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And just let the crowd handle that shit. That was a little ridiculous to me. All right, so another thing that was a little ridiculous to me. Papa Roach, at one point, and this is, I'm not joking. Like, that's how unreal this is.
Mm-hmm.
I have to preface this story with, this is in every way true.
Yeah.
At one point, asked for a wall of death.
Papa Roach.
Papa fucking Roach.
Asked for a wall. To what song?
It wasn't even a song I recognized.
Wow.
It wasn't even, all right. Papa Roach. It's not like it's going to be that fucking heavy anyway.
If they requested a wall of death for any song, it would be like, it would have to be Last Resort or the one that was on the Jet Li movie. God damn it, what was it? One.
Where he
had to kill himself over and over again. I don't remember the name of the song because I'm not the biggest
Papa Roach fan. It was probably M80. Explosion.
The one where he's like, cow.
Yeah. With his emo swoop the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the Papa Roach song.
Looking like Jesse from Still Dead. That guy doesn't listen. Fuck that guy. Anyway.
It's true. He doesn't.
Yeah. So, anyway, at one point, Papa Roach asked for a wall of death. And here was the pathetic wall of death that happened. Because Papa Roach fans are not wall of death people.
No, all right? They're not.
Here, they had to explain how to do a wall of death first. All right. Now, this is the same venue where I saw Summer Slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Decapitated asked for a wall of death, and that makes sense.
Yes.
And now you've been to the Roseland.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's those two big posts. I know this is, like, horrible audio right now because I'm describing something that you guys possibly couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
But there's those two big posts.
Yeah.
The crowd literally for Decapitated opened all the way to those posts. I don't know how they compacted that hard.
Yeah.
And fucking, like, best wall of death I've ever seen, Decapitated.
Yeah.
Okay. Papa Roach, literally, there was a 2-foot opening. It was literally like I would have barely been able to walk down the aisle that they made.
Yeah.
That was their wall of death. That was Papa Roach fans' wall of death.
Wow.
Yeah. That's they funny. Also asked for a circle pit at one point.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, it's not even done. There's still more
damn
to
it,
this.
Papa Roach.
All right, so then, at one point, he goes, do you guys mind if we play some heavy metal for you?
Uh-huh.
And I almost laughed on the spot, for one, because heavy metal is definitely not something I would call Papa Roach.
Yeah.
I would call them metal in the sense that they're like metal 101.
They're gateway metal.
Right, gateway metal. Yes, absolutely. Them and Linkin Park and fucking a couple other bands.
Yeah.
Breaking Benjamin and whatnot. Yeah. You know, the more hard rock, but kind of tipping into metal a little bit.
Right.
You know, they're letting their emo swoop hang over the metal line. Right.
Yeah. Right.
So, he said, do you mind if we play a little heavy metal for you? And of course it's the place is sold out to Papa Roach.
Yeah.
The place goes crazy, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh God, what's going to happen? And they break into, what's the song called? A tear my heart open, sew myself shut. Is it Scars? My weakness is
that I care too much.
Yeah. Yeah. The scars remind me. Yeah. They say we're going to play some heavy metal, and they break into that.
Wow.
Right.
No, that's not heavy metal.
Right. And the fastest part is the verse. You know what I mean? I'm drunk and I'm feeling down. And you're like, you know what? This is a groove. Like, I'll go with groovy. And you could move to it, right? And there was definitely bitches shaking asses and whatnot.
Yeah.
But by no means
is it heavy metal. Yeah, Papa Roach, you need to get over yourself, man.
Yeah, a great live band. They fucking perform live. They're amazing. Very high energy.
Yeah, good. I want to go see them sometime.
Jacoby, their singer.
Yeah.
Again, this horrible audio.
Yeah.
He climbed up the speaker stacks on the each side of the stage, you know?
Yeah.
And climbed from them into the bar balcony.
Yeah.
And was running around. And I was just watching because, like, I was waiting because I figured there's a bunch of drunk hookers up there.
Yeah.
At a Papa Roach show, and the singer for Papa Roach is right next to him. There's tits coming out.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I thought for sure.
Yeah, totally.
That didn't happen, so that was disappointing.
Yeah.
And I'm just standing there like, but, I mean, it was fucking cool. It was a good show. I mean, I saw them with Avenged Sevenfold a couple years back, and they were good then, too.
Yeah.
But, really?
Yeah.
Really, dude?
Really, dude?
Really, dude? Really?
That was a quote of some...
Kevin Hart.
Yeah. If you guys have seen it, you know what we're talking about, and if you haven't...
Dude, if you've listened to the last four podcasts, you've heard Kevin Hart, because that's all we've been playing.
Pretty much.
And I fucking love that guy, dude. He's hilarious. Anyway, oh my God! Okay, here's music. All right, so this next track you're going to hear is The Sinner by Memphis Mayfire, followed by American Me by American Overdose.
Together! Let it
All right, so Ben forgot his Twitter password. He's trying to get logged in right now.
Yep.
It's being kind of epic.
Epic fail.
Epic fail.
Stupid phones and their smartness and shit.
You're mumbling, Benjamin.
Some of these things are so smart that they're not smart at all.
Yeah, some of these things are so smart they're stupid.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's no joke.
They're like nerds. Smartphones are nerds.
Yeah.
They're so smart
that they're retarded. Oh, there's my email.
There's Ben's email. He got his confo email from the Twitterness.
Yes.
Anyway, I totally realized that because we had a guy on the, we had a John on the line from Metal Speak.
Yeah.
I realized we didn't get a chance to rightfully introduce the show. I just realized that is the problem.
Yeah.
So we got Abandon All Ships coming up next talk break.
Yeah.
That last talk break, I ran a little long.
We did. Yeah. It happens.
Well, it's generally me because I love the sound of my own voice and I talk a lot.
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah, Abandon All Ships interview coming up next. After another 5 to 7 minutes of talking, and then some music, and then Abandon All Ships, and then some music, and then we're out.
Word.
All done.
All done.
So, yeah. What else is there to talk? Oh, the Abandon All Ships show, huh?
Yeah, you were going to talk about the Abandon All Ships show you were at.
Yeah, I went to Abandon All Ships. Upon a Burning Body also was there, who is always amazing. Big shout to Upon a Burning Body.
Love those guys.
We've had them on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to have them.